Delling poll, only Donald Trump can save us from the Great Reset. By James Delling poll on November 1, 2020. Built Back Better. This is the slogan of the New World Order, aka the Great Reset. You hear it often these days intoned, in the manner of dutiful Stepford wives. By everyone from UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the Prince of Wales to Canadian blackface artist Justin Trudeau and, inevitably, Joe Biden, who has adopted it as his campaign slogan. About the only leader you won't hear using it is Donald Trump, because he recognizes its true significance. Built Back Better is the code phrase for one of the most terrifying and dangerous, globally coordinated assaults on liberty and prosperity in the history of mankind. If the plan succeeds, the world you inhabit will be unrecognizable. Your children will have no prospects and your life will barely be worth living. Built Back Better means totalitarian rule by a global, technocratic elite, as constrictive and immiserating as life under fascism or communism. This hideous new world order is the Great Reset. It sounds like a conspiracy theory, but the people behind it are perfectly open about it. Why else would they dedicate a special issue of Time magazine to outlining their master plan? One essay, titled It's 2023. Here's How We Fix the Global Economy, imagines a world where things all started getting better with the ousting of Donald Trump. The U.S. began to change its approach after November 3, 2020, when Joe Biden defeated Donald Trump in the presidential election and the Democrats held the majority in both houses of Congress. So how do Biden and his Great Reset pals fix the global economy in this apparently desirable future? Simple, big government takes care of everything, only not on a national scale this time, but a global one. It will be managed by a technocratic elite over whom you will have no democratic control. Jobs and high minimum wages will be guaranteed. Shale gas will be replaced by solar. Businesses, in return for massive bailouts from the government, will agree to be run more like communist worker cooperatives. Car lanes on freeways will be replaced by cycle lanes. Companies are no longer driven by profit, by public interest and goals like sustainability. Oh, and you needn't worry about your mortgage repayments anymore, because private property will be abolished. And yes, they're serious about abolishing ownership. Here's their website boasting about their plans back in 2016. Welcome to the year 2030. Welcome to my city, or should I say, our city. I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or any clothes. It might seem odd to you, but it makes perfect sense for us in this city. Everything you considered a product has now become a service. We have access to transportation, accommodation, food and all the things we need in our daily lives. One by one all these things became free, so it ended up not making sense for us to own much. What's unusual about this global communist takeover plan is that it originates not from some meeting of hair-shirt sociology students at Berkeley, but from the World Economic Forum, which hosts the annual meeting at Davos where billionaires lecture millionaires on how ordinary people live. The founder of the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, has written a book, several books in fact, on his master plan. His latest, called COVID-19, The Great Reset, makes no bones about the fact that the chaos of the coronavirus pandemic represents the perfect opportunity to accelerate the entire world towards a new normal. At the time of writing, June 2020, the pandemic continues to worsen globally. Many of us are pondering when things will return to normal. The short response is, never. Nothing will ever return to the broken sense of normalcy that prevailed prior to the crisis, because the coronavirus pandemic marks a fundamental inflection point in our global trajectory. Got that? As far as your new globalist overlords are concerned, you are never going to get your old life back, however much you might wish it. Also, be clear, this is being done for your own good, because your old way of life was based on a broken model. Such is the author's conviction that the new normal is what we need and should want. He scarcely bothers to pretend that Chinese coronavirus is anything other than a handy pretext. Unlike certain past epidemics, COVID-19 doesn't pose a new existential threat. Schwab is clear in his book that coronavirus is not so much a crisis as an opportunity to be exploited, a chance to accelerate the birth of the new world order he calls the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Radical changes of such consequence are coming that some pundits have referred to a before coronavirus, BC, and after coronavirus, AC, era. We will continue to be surprised by both the rapidity and unexpected nature of these changes. As they conflate with each other, they will provoke second, third, fourth and more order consequences, cascading effects and unforeseen outcomes. This might all seem pie in the sky, the demented ravings of a German so sinister looking and sounding that he would have made an excellent Blofeld in the Bond movies. Were it not for one major problem, lots of world leaders, billionaire businessmen and other masters of the universe are totally on board with the project. This includes, if we're very unlucky, possible future President Joe Biden. Because it all sounds like something out of a dystopian novel in the manner of 1984. Many people are under the illusion that the Great Reset is a conspiracy theory they can safely ignore. But as a commenter at Lockdown Skeptics puts it, it's not a conspiracy when they tell you what they are doing. Slowly people are waking up. One of them is Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, formal apostolic nuncio to the United States, who has written an open letter to President Trump warning him of the threat posed by the Great Reset. A global plan called the Great Reset is underway. Its architect is a global elite that wants to subdue all of humanity, imposing coercive measures with which to drastically limit individual freedoms and those of entire populations. In several nations, this plan has already been approved and financed, in others, it is still in an early stage. Behind the world leaders who are the accomplices and executors of this infernal project, there are unscrupulous characters who finance the World Economic Forum and Event 201, promoting their agenda. The purpose of the Great Reset is the imposition of a health dictatorship aiming at the imposition of liberticidal measures. Hidden behind tempting promises of ensuring a universal income and canceling individual debt. The price of these concessions from the International Monetary Fund will be the renunciation of private property and adherence to a program of vaccination against COVID-19 and COVID-21 promoted by Bill Gates with the collaboration of the main pharmaceutical groups. Beyond the enormous economic interests that motivate the promoters of the Great Reset, the imposition of the vaccination will be accompanied by the requirement of a health passport and a digital ID, with the consequent contact tracing of the population of the entire world. Those who do not accept these measures will be confined in detention camps or placed under house arrest, and all their assets will be confiscated. The Archbishop is right to be concerned. This is not a drill. The Great Reset is an imminent, deadly threat of which everyone who cares about freedom, prosperity and national sovereignty should be aware. It still has had remarkably little coverage in the media. One of the few MSM outlets to address it has been Sky News Australia, whose Rowan Dean described the Great Reset as an anti-democratic enterprise designed to destroy your job, steal your prosperity and rob your kids of a future. You can watch my brief take on it here, also at Sky News Australia. There's an excellent, longer read summary of the key issues by Mark Morano at Climate Depot. Morano recognizes that the Great Reset is actually just a repackaged version of the Green New Deal, only with COVID-19 now being used as the big excuse for wholesale socialistic transformation, rather than climate change. He quotes healthcare journalist Peter Barry Chowka, who calls it a flu d'etat. A flu d'etat. Healthcare journalist Peter Barry Chowka was blunt, calling the COVID-slash-climate solution linkage a flu d'etat. A takeover of our supposedly democratic political process by unelected and unaccountable administrative state medical bureaucrats, Chowka warned, noting that all of the COVID solutions were virtually the same as the Green New Deal solutions to the purported climate crisis. Overnight, our society is doing what radical leftist Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and her fellow Green New Deal fanatics have demanded. An almost total end to air travel, personal automobile travel down to a trickle. Promises of free health care for all quickly becoming the new status quo. And the ability of people to sit at home without working and receive a paycheck from the government. The Democrats want that to continue indefinitely, Chowka wrote. Also definitely worth a view, if you don't mind being greatly depressed, is this explainer from Dave Cullen, aka Computing Forever, who says, "You'll own nothing and you'll be happy," sounds an awful lot like global communism. I also recommend this account by James Corbett on the Corbett Report, who pulls together all the WEF's own statements, including interviews given by Klaus Schwab, to construct a damning and frightening case as to the horrors that await us if this thing progresses any further. Hashtag why are they doing this has become a popular hashtag on Twitter for the increasing number of people concerned at the extraordinarily draconian and often scientifically inexplicable policies being adopted by governments the world over to deal with coronavirus. The Great Reset may be the answer. And if it is the answer, and so if so many world leaders are on board, then my view is that there is only one man in the world who can save us from it. That man is Donald Trump. It's why, in my view, this presidential election is probably the most important political event anyone alive will live through. On the outcome depend our liberty, our prosperity, our civilization.